Beatty Development, developers of the billion-dollar waterfront project on the edge of Fells Point, will have to break through a cap that has been in place for more than a decade to contain toxic chromium left over from the old Allied chemical plant that closed in 1985. But the Environmental Protection Agency and the Maryland Department of the Environment both must sign off on the company's plans. Both faulted Beatty for its air monitoring proposals. Letters from both agencies said the placement of monitoring equipment interfered with results. The EPA specifically said they could not find manuals anywhere for the equipment used for testing, leading them to believe the equipment is obsolete. But Horacio Tablada, director of MDE's Land Management Administration, says that the testing and the equipment was all valid.
It's still used across construction sites in the United States, and it's mainly to measure the particulates and the chromium in the construction sites for protection of workers for the immediate area.
He says regulators want Beatty to use different equipment and a different method of testing for more accurate results.
One of the things we're asking them to do is to notify us before they do the next testing, so our scientists can be there with them and say, okay, this is the right place.
Reports of the disapproval shocked Charles Cohen, a critic of the development plan who lives in Fells Point, within a few blocks of the site.
I really thought this was just going to be crossing the T's, dotting the I's, and, you know, because they gave him preliminary approval.
Cohen says he hopes the EPA will represent the interests of residents because he believes Beatty is not taking the environmental oversight seriously.
They have their own agenda, which is, hey, you know, we need to build it, we got to build it fast, and let's go, and that's great. But this is not just a normal ground. We're dealing with a toxic dump.
Jonathan Flesher, Senior Development Director for Beatty Development, says the disapproval is a setback, but it's part of the overall process and does not throw off the project's timeline.
It's sort of just another bump in the road, so to speak, which we've, you know, hit a bunch of them on this project.
Flesher says they expect to respond to regulators by week's end, as well as quickly collect the data officials are asking for.
We envision that we're going to be able to get back out there, get this testing done, you know, in no time, and get the information back, establish the level, and be out there.
The disapproval was not a shock to Councilman Jim Kraft, who has been in regular contact with Beatty Development. Even before the regulators acted, he was organizing a meeting at the Morgan Stanley Building on Tim Street, where regulators and the developers will explain their requirements and plans.
I thought it was very important that we have a session where there could be a formal presentation and there could be a formal Q&A session.
The meeting, originally scheduled in October, was postponed because EPA officials were furloughed during the federal government shutdown. It's scheduled for 7 p.m. tomorrow. I'm Kenneth Burns, reporting for 88.1 WIPR.